This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. The total number of beef cattle in the United States is at the lowest level since the 1950s. To make up for the lack of beef cattle while still producing the necessary amount of beef for consumer demand, the cattle industry is feeding cattle to heavier weights. We will hear more from Eric Ralph of Comstock Investments next.
Spring planning starts with one smart decision. Corn Pro from Landis delivers a complete corn program with built-in savings. Nutritionals, herbicide, and fungicide, all working together in one plan backed by local expertise. Lock in competitive pricing, sign up any number of acres, and take advantage of 0% interest through 2026 to protect your cash flow. Less complexity, more performance. Get the most out of your corn crop with Corn Pro from Landis. Talk with your local Landis team today.
Eric Ralph of Comstock Investments says that the cattle industry might be reaching the upper limits of heavier cattle.
I believe we've reached the limits, but I guess I maybe would have thought that 100 pounds ago when we talk about live weight. Now, they continue to work on genetics to have heavier frames to carry more carcass weight. And so I don't really know how that can develop. I don't know the scientific logistics of that. However, I think we've got to be to nearing a top here as far as sheer carcass weights.
Ralph says that he has been surprised by the total weight that cattle are being fed to year over year.
Right now, I mean, we're still running 30 pounds ahead of where we were a year ago. And a year ago, we were 30 pounds ahead of a year before. It's just remarkable what we're seeing here.
He adds that trying to add extra weight to an animal for a heavier finishing weight is a difficult task.
You know, one thing that kind of gets lost in the shuffle here and people don't really focus on is the loss of efficiency once you get up to these weights. It requires so much more feed to get that extra 150 or 200 pounds compared to what we used to do. Taking an animal to 1,600 pounds is a very different deal than taking them to 1,250 or 1,300 like we used to. So the feed demand doesn't necessarily have to wane, even though the numbers are lower. And that's something I think that people need to keep in mind as well when we talk about corn demand for feed, especially in the cattle.
For more on this story, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.